Your heart goes out to that lady and her family, and indeed many other similar type families who are in the same type of situation. This is a growing problem. It's something that I raised at the JPC because in recent times there is more and more families coming to the likes of myself who, and raising the concerns or telling the stories about the threats and intimidation that they're under due to maybe one of their siblings or children have got involved in taking drugs. And this is the dark side of taking drugs, recreational or otherwise, as they're sometimes described. But if it gets a hold of you, that you'll do anything in to keep using, you may get involved in crime, or you'll start borrowing money of friends, family, and then it gets to the stage where, as the lady outlined, you end up selling the drug. And it is not these sort of sinister people who are coming to your door. It is the friends or the former friends of your son or daughter who are coming to your door, who you know.
But there are enforcers too, though, for the big money that will come up from Sligo and other parts of the country as well. And how do you address that? Because if you go to the guards, they'll threaten you and say, well, the next time we visit, or if you go to the Gardaí, things will get worse for you. I suppose you'd almost have to admit illegal activity is happening in the household. Like, the drug dealers have you cornered every which way. Now, we're not saying that people shouldn't go to the guards, but I imagine that's how people feel, that they have to deal with this themselves internally. It's just an absolute nightmare, Jerry.
Yeah, and as I say, I've heard the story, I've listened to them, and yes, they do use the sinister people. You deal with me, or do you want me to go and get the people to come here and they'll wreck your house and they'll break your legs and all of this? Them's the type of threats that they're issuing to families. And just recently, I mean, in the last week or 10 days, a family had to go and borrow money out of the credit union coming up to Christmas to pay off a drug debt for one of their children. And it's just ruined Christmas for them. They've tried to help and assist their child, and it's very good advice come from that lady today and by getting that help and support. But I think we need to be there and show the families that we're here and we're here to support them. The Gardaí is certainly there to support them. We recently, earlier this year, we brought up a detective superintendent from the National Drugs Unit who gave us a presentation on the type of crime that we're talking about, that drug debt intimidation, and how we could thwart it. And it's about talking to people. It's about being open about it. It's about going to the Gardaí and reporting it. But one of the things that the lady pointed out there about the help and assistance, we also need to put more resources into rehabilitation for people, young people in particular, who find themselves caught up with drugs, and far more supports. But look, the first port of call is, and if people don't want to go directly to the Gardaí, feel free to contact me. I will be the conduit for them. I've done it in the past. But you need to make that bold step, and you will get the full support of the Gardaí.
Well, listen, I appreciate Chief Superintendent Aidan Glacken recognising there is a problem, but he's the top cop here in the county, do you know? So we also need solutions here. There's been an awful lot of drugs seized in this county in the last year, but if the truth be told, and I'm not criticising the Gardaí, it kind of fell on their laps a little bit, the majority of it. It was washed up on shore. So we have an awful lot of drugs in this county. We don't have a great deal of detection. We've got the senior guard recognising that there is a problem. He's calling it a cancer on society. Now we need to start talking about, right, okay, the JPC recognises it, the top cop recognises it, the media recognises it, the public know about it. What are we actually going to do now going forward? Because I think things are getting worse rather than better, Jerry. So do you recognise what I'm saying there, and what do you think the solution might be?
Yeah, well, look, and you're right in what you've just said. But I think there was some very positive news come out of the JPC last Friday as well, in that the drug unit has been reformed. There's six officers and a sergeant now in place to look at and deal with the drug pandemic that we have in this county, because drugs is readily and freely, readily available on a phone call or a WhatsApp message. So there's a lot of work to be done. But I have to say also, Greg, that there has been a lot of drug detections other than the ones that was got on the beach. But we need more, and we need more enforcement. And that's an issue too that we have with the Garda. And you're well versed in that. We've had the Garda representatives coming on and talking about the lack of resources and the pressures they're under. But I think it was a really good news story come out of the JPC that the drug unit has been reinstated. Yeah. There's now six officers and a sergeant, and I would expect that they will get their work straight away and that we will start seeing more results from the work that they'll do.
Like, but what tools do they have at their disposal? Now, I don't expect you to be across everything, but, you know, in premises, undercover, do they contact people on social media and nab them as they deliver their drugs? Will they stop and search people on the streets to see if they're carrying drugs? Or is there any surveillance to see, you know, what kind of activity is ongoing? Because I think a lot of people listening would say they will know what's happening and they know who's doing it. And then they start sort of getting frustrated that they, the criminals, feel that they can sort of operate without any fear of apprehension, if you know what I mean. So it's good to have the numbers there. Jerry, would it be useful maybe for the Gardaí, without compromising anything operational, to sort of help us understand how they are going to work to try and get to the bottom of these issues?
Yeah, and look, and the criminals involved are smart as well in how they go about their business. They're very careful. But intelligence is everything. And community can help the Gardaí with that intelligence. If they see it ongoing, you know, and we anecdotally we hear people saying, ah, good, there's on our street, there's three or four, blah, blah. But has that information ever been passed on? You know, formally, give the Garda intelligence. They have that unit there now. They can act on the intelligence. If they don't, you can go and ask them, well, I've told you this, I've told you that. It's still continuing 3 weeks later. What's happening here? You know, so there is a responsibility now on the drugs unit that's been put in place to deliver. But they need the help and support, and intelligence is everything in that regard.
You know, we hear about vapes, and it's quite important that we talk about that. Of course, young people using vapes and schools are involved and all that kind of stuff. Is enough being done? And again, I don't expect you to be across everything that's happening in every school. I wonder, is enough being done in terms of education to educate young people, you know, that this can become a major problem in your life, that in purchasing drugs, you are facilitating this industry as well, you know, this criminal activity? Because I think there's kind of, especially if you only consume media, there's this sense that it glamorizes it, you know, and that a bit of coke's okay, it does no harm, it's not as bad as drinking, all that kind of stuff. I'm not subscribing to that, of course. I wonder, are we doing enough in terms of education to give our children the best start to make the right choices?
Yeah, well, one of the suggestions I made at the JPC meeting last Friday was that in early New Year that we would start an awareness campaign, and that would involve going into schools. We have the youth councils, and I think it would be a fantastic initiative for them to take it into their schools, talk to their peers, and bring along the Gardaí, and if possible, if somebody was willing, someone who's been a victim of the drugs gangs, they tell their story, like we do with the road traffic accidents and all of that,
yeah.
Road safety.
I think that'd be really useful, yeah.
We do something like that, and we raise the awareness. And it's just not about what drugs do to you, but it's what it does then to the rest of your life.
Yeah.
And what it opens up a whole quagmire of issues and problems, taking drugs.
Like, when you think of, you know, we can talk about if there's enough detection, drink and drug driving detection, what have you. What do you think the amount of people that are detected with drugs in their system driving? And that's only the ones that are driving, and that's only the ones that happen to stumble upon a checkpoint. It really, I think, gives you an example. It's like testing the water for stuff. It really gives you an example of how broad the use of drugs must be. One other story here from a listener, it's an important one as well, Jerry. Just another family devastated by drugs. I worked hard to pay off my daughter's drug debts, but they then victimized her at every available corner, following her, getting her friends to give the drugs to her for free again to try and get her hooked. She ended up having to move to Australia to get away. We as a family face this choice between letting her go to Australia with no one there to keep an eye on her, but knowing she was safely off drugs, or keeping her here and risking her being back addicted to drugs again. I mean, and that's a struggle privately in that house. You can only imagine the heartbreak and turmoil. It's just unbelievable, Jerry.
And it continues for all the victims. I mean, even after you pay the debt, they do what that person has just said. They continue to bully. be coerced, try to get them back into the drugs, taking drugs, because they know how lucrative it is for them. So, look, everything that we can do, we should be doing. And, you know, I know times people think about, you know, I don't want to be a snitch or anything like that. You're not being a snitch. You're giving the Garda the needed intelligence to clean up this drug problem, because it's bringing so much misery to families right across this county.